Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We're here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sundays, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Sports Byline USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio Sports Zone, the American Forces Network, Cable Radio Network, iHeartRadio, iTunes, TuneIn Radio. The list goes on and on. The most listened to daily pro wrestling and mixed martial arts radio show in the world. A lot of stuff to talk about here today. It's Wednesday. That means the Wednesday Night Wars are tonight. TNA, Ring of Honor, and NXT. All airing tonight for your wrestling viewing pleasure. And, of course, it is September, and so we should be talking about TNA in the sense that, unless things change, many months ago we received an internal memo from Discovery, actually, stating that they were going to opt out of their TNA television contract at the end of September. And we've heard no update in the sense that there's been no update that they've been re-signed. It wouldn't be re-signed. There's essentially an out clause for their contract. We've had no news that they are going to be renewed or they're going to remain on the air or anything like that. They've already begun going off the air in other countries around the world. So doesn't look good for TNA and Destination America. This may be the final month. They've not announced any television tapings for October. So I don't know. I don't know what the future holds. My guess is they're going to try to hang on. But hang on to what? Television? I mean, there's no television. I guess they can tape for international deals and try and make money there. They could continue to run house shows, although they haven't run a lot of house shows. A lot of questions about TNA and their future. We might talk about that today. Also, we've got the Raw ratings. They were delayed one day, but did a very, very good number, 3.9 million viewers, the most people watching Raw since June, and we can speculate as to why that was, but a very good number for Raw. More information on Jimmy Snuka. He was, of course, charged yesterday, third-degree murder and involuntary manslaughter for the May 1983 death of Nancy Argentino. He is out on bail, $100,000, we could talk about that. And more, we'll probably take your phone calls later today as well, so stick around. Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
You're running your business, and we at Wix.com know things can get stressful. But creating your website doesn't have to be. With Wix, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Things change as you get older. Glasses get thicker, sunscreen gets stronger, hair grows where it shouldn't. The same is true for your car. Some changes you can see, some you can't. So Valvoline created MaxLife, our best defense against the hidden signs of aging for cars that are just getting started at 75,000 miles. We introduced motor oil in 1866, and we've been reinventing it ever since. Valvoline, 140 years under the hood. Visit AutoZone now and buy 5 quarts of MaxLife and an oil filter starting at $23.99. See store for restrictions and details.
It's fall flooring season with incredible deals on the hottest styles right now at Lumber Liquidators Fall Flooring Kickoff Sale. Choose from over 400 great floors with over 20 laminate styles like American-made mahogany for just 49 cents a square foot. More than 30 bamboo floors like carbonized bamboo for only $1.59. And over 150 hardwood floors like pre-finished gunstock oak for only 99 cents. With a dollar off Bellawood, 20% off Dream Home laminates. Plus great floors, woodlike tile, vinyl, and more. With 24-month special financing, the Fall Flooring Kickoff Sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days. And anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
Howdy, folks. It's me, Colonel Sanders. It has come to my attention that some people don't believe I'm the real Colonel Sanders. Well, I just gave the order to add two sides of mashed potatoes to my $20 family fill-up that feeds a family of four. And who but the real Colonel has that kind of power? Don't believe me? Well, count the taters. Taters don't lie, friends. KFC, it's finger-licking good.
Offer includes 8 pieces of chicken, 2 large mashed potatoes, large coleslaw, 4 biscuits. Available for a limited time only. Pricing and participation may vary. Tax extra.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We are back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We are joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. A lot of stuff to talk about here today. Jimmy Superfly Snuka was released on $100,000 bail. They essentially released him because he is recovering from cancer surgery, and I guess they didn't want to, they don't consider him a flight risk, essentially, and he is free on bail. They've taken away his passport, and I guess he's got a, I don't know where it goes from here, I guess he's got a preliminary hearing, which is coming up in about 2 weeks, September 21st at 9:30 a.m., and I guess they'll continue on from there. There was a news conference yesterday, and essentially it's a lot of what we talked about yesterday. There were several witnesses. The original incident, the death of Nancy Argentino, took place in 1983, May of 1983, and here it is, 2015. The case ended up being reopened. And everything was sent before a grand jury. And I guess the keys were that Jimmy Snuka had changed his story many times. He had told one story about how they were wrestling around and he shoved her head into the ground. There was a story in his book about how she had slipped and hit her head when they were pulled over on a highway. She had to go to the bathroom. She slipped and fell down. So all of the changes in the story were one of the main reasons that this has come up again, or that and the other thing is, there were many witnesses who did not want to talk in 1983, and they were willing to come forward today. So, point of the story is here, he's been charged, and I guess in a few weeks we'll find out where they go from here, but he is free on bail. They do not consider him a flight risk. So I guess we'll see what comes next. He's 71 years old, I believe, and a new chapter of his life starting right now.
Yeah, and this is something that could be dragged out for a long, long time. We may not get resolution on this for quite some time. And, you know, it'll be interesting. I don't know. I would assume Irvin Muschmick's going to make the rounds. One thing I think probably people are going to hear, many of them for the first time, unless they have read Muschmick's work on this, which is available, I guess, now via Kindle. He put it up for sale, put it as part of his that Wrestling Babylon book that he had, a compilation of stories that he did. But Vince McMahon showing up way back, and, you know, I don't want to say any involvement he had, because that would be inaccurate, but I guess he had spoke for Snuka when it came to the police. And there's always that one-liner that somebody from, and I will find out exactly who it is, in Pennsylvania said, where Vince was asked, if you think that one of my wrestlers would, you know, do something violent, the quote was, and this is the exact quote, "Look, I'm in the garbage business," unquote. And so this is, you know, bringing back, probably going to bring back with people, especially in this day and age online, and going to see that for the first time. They're probably going to be all over that. So it is a, you know, by guilt by association, unfortunately, for or fortunately, depending on how you look at this, I guess, for WWE, there's a lot of innocent people there. WWE had nothing to do with this, with Hulk Hogan, with a lot of other negative wrestling stories, but they're going to be the hooked back into it again here, very likely with this snooker one.
We got the Raw rating from Monday. The show did 3.9 million viewers, up from the 3.8 million. It wasn't up a lot, everybody, but it was the best number they've done since June. And I guess that's good. I mean, we're still down significantly from where we were a year ago. We're still down significantly from where we were 2 years ago. I mean, we're talking well over 10% year to year. And I don't know. They're bringing SmackDown to USA, and USA has always wanted to avoid having too much wrestling on the network, but at the same time, they're desperate to remain number one in the cable ratings wars, and so I guess this is the latest attempt to remain number one. They will have Raw, they will have SmackDown. If you've been watching SmackDown of late, I mean, SmackDown right now is a lame duck show. It's not long for the world on Sci-Fi. And so from now until the end of the year, it's just going to kind of be there. It's essentially going to be main event. There will occasionally be like, I mean, the Dudley's debut was there, but that's not really anything that you couldn't have done. I mean, it's not like it's hurting the world that debut didn't air on Raw. But it's a lame duck show until January. And come January, it's going to be the same thing that they do every time there's a major change in SmackDown, whether that's moving to Friday or moving back to Thursdays or whatever change. It's going to be an A show, probably through, I would say, WrestleMania, at which point they will lose interest. But with ratings and viewership and such down, I mean, it is something. In a sense, they're more valuable to USA now because ratings for a lot of television shows and viewership is down, and Raw, while being down 10% or 15% or whatever it is still doing very, very well. But there's also the issue that in a few years, it is going to be time to attempt to negotiate a new contract, and while they did increase their rights fees, they increase their rights fees in such a way where every year for the next couple of years, their rights fees being paid to them by USA are going to increase. And if the money is increasing and the ratings and viewership are decreasing, it's going to be a very interesting time when the deal comes up and it is time to renegotiate. I don't know if it'll be good or bad. There's a bubble coming in terms of television rights fees, especially for sports. I mean, there is a bubble right now. I expect it to burst at some point, but it is impossible to predict the future, but that will be a fun story to follow in the next 3 years.
Yeah, I think the big ones won't burst. It's not like the NFL is going to get any smaller. It's not like the NBA is going to get any smaller or anything like that. But I think some of the other groups that have gotten so much money from other places.
Yeah, but anything on ESPN.
Well, and you know, then that's the thing. We're going to be seeing that as time moves forward. But the NFL is on ESPN partly, but that's not going to affect them at all. I mean, it really won't. The NFL is proven until, and it probably will happen at some point. But until otherwise stated, you have to get out of the way or be mowed over by the National Football League machine when it comes to money. But for WWE, I mean, I think we were all surprised when WWE was out shopping themselves and comparing themselves to sport and everything, because it's like you look at this and you sit back from afar and you go, okay, well, Fox did the deal with FS1 and branding Fuel and FS2. Maybe they would want it. And you kind of, it's like, well, who else would have wanted it? You know, it was only NBC Universal and it was their relationship with USA. And I think, you know, it's the best fit by far. And I know their stock took a beating because of, you know, they didn't get what they thought they were going to get. But when you look at that, I mean, if you really sit and look at that objectively, they got far more than they should have gotten, probably, if you think about it, considering they were the position they were in and how NBC Universal held the cards in that exchange. And I'm surprised that they are going with SmackDown. I am surprised USA has tried to get away from the quote unquote blue sky type of dramas that they've had. They're their psychs and their, you know, there seems to be a common theme that laces through all their shows, and they've tried to get away with those things. iRobot being one of the ways that they've tried to do that, but they are losing a foothold and they are losing ratings. But with that said, I don't see how SmackDown's going to help them. I don't see how SmackDown increases. You know, it's great to get the wrestling fan in there. It's great to get the number.
It helps because you're bringing up the
overall number. You know, but you're doing this in January. I mean, the one good thing about that is football will be out of the way for the most part by then, so you don't have to worry about that being a drag on anything or pointing to blame that for anything. But I still don't think this is a wise move for WWE, for SmackDown, at least after the first couple of weeks, or for USA overall.
Well, I mean, we'll talk about it after the break, but it's a huge benefit. I mean, if you can double the average viewership, That's a big difference. Back in a moment, Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
Health insurance is on everybody's mind right now. You either don't have it, or you have it and you think it's too expensive. And you probably feel like you don't have any options. We can help. We are the Health Markets Insurance Agency. We offer health insurance plans from major carriers nationwide and likely have a plan that can save you money. Whether you're self-employed, on a COBRA plan that's about to expire, or you simply don't have health insurance where you work and you need it, the Health Markets Insurance Agency can help you. Our agents will help you find coverage you can afford. Health Markets Insurance Agency is an authorized agency in all 50 states, including the District of Columbia. Plans may not be available in all states. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Attention catheter users. Stop reusing dirty catheters. Catheters are now disposable. Recent changes in Medicare now allow patients up to 200 disposable catheters a month, all at little or no cost to you. We bill Medicare. Put an end to the mess and risk of infection by using old catheters. Just use a catheter once and throw it away. Eliminate trips to the pharmacy and insurance paperwork. Shipping is free. Receive a free catheter sample by calling and joining Medical Direct Club right now.
Call 1-800-399-9018 to receive your free catheter sample discreetly delivered right to your door. That's 1-800-399-9018. 1-800-399-9018. Call 1-800-399-9018 today.
Deductibles and copays apply. Free catheter samples require qualified membership. Sample will arrive with 90-day order.
You're listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We're back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com, joined by Mike Sempervivi, also WrestlingObserver.com. As we were talking about before the break, the entire reason they put Tough Enough on USA was they wanted to do a good number. And they didn't. It sucked. So you're never going to see Tough Enough on USA again, would be my prediction. But I would guarantee you that SmackDown, even on its worst days, is going to do well above the USA network average, and that's all they want. They want to bring the network average up so that they win. So that is the long-term benefit to putting wrestling on the USA network. Now, this brings us to the discussion of TNA, and I don't know what's going on with TNA. because there's very little, what's the word? There's very little communication between TNA and the outside world. There's very little communication between TNA and the inside world.
TNA is North Korea, you say?
No one knows what's going on.
Everything is gray.
What I do know is that several months ago, the internal memo came out stating that Discovery was not going to be renewing, or I forget the exact terminology, but it's off the air after September is what they said. And TNA has not been told otherwise. I have not heard any information from inside Discovery that has stated otherwise. The Discovery was taking the program and putting it in various markets around the world. That was one of the parts of the deal. And those shows Discovery placed around the world are now ending. It appears, I don't know for sure, God only knows what's going on, but it does appear that this is the final month for TNA on Destination America. Who knows? Maybe they'll announce tomorrow that they will continue on indefinitely. But it's not looking good right now. And I don't know where they go from here. Obviously, there will be restructuring involved. TNA obviously does have some international deals that they have worked out. They could continue to try to bring in revenue for those deals. They've downsized tremendously. There's only a few guys under contract now. Most everybody else is working on a per-date basis. So I don't think that come October 1, TNA is going to be out of business. I think they're going to continue on. I just don't know in what form or fashion. They will be a high-end indie, I guess. They will be an indie promotion that tapes television for overseas. I mean, one thing about this that's interesting is, to the best of my knowledge, TNA has not been told anything by Discovery at this point. Now, if I were TNA, I would have wanted to know in June that they were opting out of their deal and they were no longer going to be broadcasted. I would want to know as soon as humanly possible so I could start negotiating elsewhere, right? We got to negotiate elsewhere here in this country. We got to try and find another television deal. Otherwise, we're just a weird independent promotion that tapes TV for promotions out or for television stations outside this country. I don't know what's going on, but it seems to me that this should be a bigger story. No?
It really should be. Although that shows you the point that TNA has atrophied to. And I just want to rewind back for a second. I could be wrong about this. Yes, SmackDown will help USA overall because it's going to help SmackDown as far as putting eyeballs on it. I would not, because of the way history goes, I don't know how long SmackDown's going to be that, you know, important to WWE. You know, after the first, you know, month or two, they don't have a good track record for keeping up with things. And frankly, if USA can find other programming to focus on and can see more success with shows like the iRobots and the Complications or all these shows that they want to have to compete with the AMCs and some of the shows that have popped up and ingrained, you know, a lot of cult status on other networks and a lot of popularity on other networks, you know, they're going to drop SmackDown like a hot potato because, you know, with advertising, with lots of different reasons, it's not, I won't say drop it like a hot potato. It will not be a priority now.
Yeah, but who
also,
cares?
Say what?
Who cares though?
Because what,
well, let me explain what I mean by that.
What a stupid argument that is.
Let me explain what I mean by that.
Yeah, please do.
Okay. Whenever I heard TNA used to do this and ECW did this, I've heard this from a million promotions. They're like, the reason we're failing is because we didn't get enough promotion from the station. And so it's like, that ain't the reason you failed, okay?
What does that have to do with this?
Because you're just saying that it's not going to be a priority. You're saying that SmackDown, after a few months, will not be a priority for USA, right? Isn't that what you said?
For WWE, first off, and I mean, for USA, yes, it's a panic move because they want, you know, the wrestling eyeballs. But the reality is it's not important programming if they can get their other stuff jump-started. You're not making any money off of ad sales. It's not a, you know, a great thing to, you know, a shining light in the TV industry to have pro wrestling. We obviously know that. So, yes, it's a panic move right now, but once they start establishing, if they can start establishing other shows, combine that with the WWE's lack of interest in anything outside WWE, this isn't an excuse like ECW on TNN. This is just the fact of the matter of this is a move to basically it's a hot shot. And how long that hot shot will be around, who knows? Yeah, I guess technically it's better for SmackDown. But the reality is, unless something is happening impactful on SmackDown every week, it's a worthless show. And it will be a worthless show on Friday nights on USA.
It's a lame...
And it will remain that way, period.
No, well, and I'll tell you why. Because they are in the first year of a three-year contract, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So right now, in year one, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter right now, but in year two, and especially in year three, it's going to matter a lot because the contract is going to be coming due, and they're going to be able to need to go to USA and go, listen, we've got Raw, which is doing 4.8 million viewers or whatever. We've got SmackDown that's now doing 3.2 million viewers, and we want such and such an amount of money. They cannot spend the next 2 years going, who cares about SmackDown? Let's put a couple of matches on there. It doesn't matter. Let's let it drop to 1.5 million viewers. And then we're going to go to USA and say, hey, why don't you pay us more money than you did last time for this one show and this lame... It'll never happen.
Oh, yeah?
They will do something...
We'll make one of those PCB pinky swears on it because...
Okay.
The reality is, at the end of the day... Who are going to be the suitors next time around for WWE programming?
It's going to be USA, so they better do some good numbers.
So really, though, at the end of the day, when you hold all the cards, you can come to me if I have all of the money with all this shininess and I've got this and I've got that. And look what we did. And if I decide just to go, you have no way to go anywhere else and you're going to get this. That's what you're going to get.
Listen to me. I will bet you. You don't want to do this, Mike, because I've got a heck of a track record when I actually put real money on the line for these bets.
Bring it on.
I'll bet you $100 that by year three of this contract, which would be 2017 or whatever, SmackDown is treated as an A-minus show. I won't say it will be equal to Raw, but it will be an A-minus. You will have main eventers. You will have John Cena or whoever the big star is. It will be an A-minus show by late 2016, early 2017. $100!
Wait. That it will spike back up by then, and they will put a fresh coat of paint on it leading into that, or it will be consistently the entire run A-minus show?
Starting by... It may start earlier, but at the latest, by late 2016, it will be...
What a ridiculous bet that is.
A priority show.
That's ridiculous. So
why?
It's going to start because it's going to start then because it's a BS argument that you're putting up for a BS bet. It starts as an A-minus show because they need it to get off with a hot start, and then they're going to spike it at the end when they need money. So nobody cares about it in the meantime. It's an A-minus show. It's got to be an A-minus show the whole time.
No, it just has to be the last year.
It's got to be treated like an A-minus show the whole time.
No, because if let's say...
Then that's a ridiculous bet to take.
Let's say that SmackDown drops to 1.8 million viewers in 2015, okay? What year is it? Okay, 2016. Let's say it drops to 1.8 million viewers in 2016, okay? And the contract is up, let's just say, in September of 2017. If starting around Royal Rumble time, that show suddenly starts doing 5 million viewers, which it does consistently, and it's not gonna, but let's just say, it does 5 million viewers consistently for 9 months, they ain't gonna care one bit that it did 1.8 million viewers the year prior, because it's all about, what can you do for me now?
Bruh, fine. Put that Franklin up, I'll put a Franklin up, and we'll do this thing.
All right, $100, everybody! This is big-time betting here on the show.
Mm-mm-mm.
I'm covered in sweat like right now, like Ric Flair when he really gets.
You're
going
to be covered in shame when you listen back to this,
oh,
and you're going to
be
covered in your own stupidity for thinking that this is going to be impactful and thinking it.
The problem,
you're
is you have no faith in WWE. You think they're always going to make a stupid decision, and this is their future is on the line here.
It's not just faith in WWE. It's even the most basic knowledge of the cable industry and how the negotiations went last time around. You can hotshot the show, and yes, they're going to want to. And if I were them, I would treat this sumbitch so seriously because you are starting after football and you are going to be able to think a lot about it, where you do make as much as you can 5 hours of first-run programming that the wrestling fan and the people have got to see. The reality is it's not going to happen, and it doesn't matter what they do anyway, because when USA's holding all the cards, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. You have way too much good faith and hope for this thing.
Now, listen, all else...
And it's got to be A-minus all the way through, because, again, to spike
that's
things...
That's not the bet.
Yes, but to spike things when you... It's so ridiculous. Oh, man, we're about to run into money. We ought to get the show going again.
Yeah.
Yeah, you probably should, stupid.
Yeah.
You probably should have never let off the gas on that.
That's why I'm going to win.
You fail.
All right, we're heading to a break. Calm down, Semper Vivi. We're heading to a break. I will conclude with this statement. WWE makes a lot of bad decisions, but they're not stupid. Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
Fantasy football just got a whole lot more interesting because at DraftKings.com, you could start the season by winning a piece of $10 million. And for the first time, DraftKings will crown two millionaires in one day. DraftKings is America's favorite one-week fantasy football site. One-week fantasy means no season-long commitments. It's like a brand new season every time you play. Just pick your players, pile up the points, and pick up your winnings. Don't wait until the end of the season to get paid. You've already been scouting players for your season-long fantasy team. Put that knowledge to the test in week one and every week this football season at DraftKings.com. You could turn your love of football into a life-changing payday. Start by winning your share of $10 million. This isn't fantasy as usual. This is DraftKings. Welcome to the big time. Get to DraftKings.com now and enter promo code ATTACK to play free for your shot at the $2 million top prize in the week one Millionaire Maker. That's ATTACK for free entry at DraftKings.com.
Geico applauds your inner happy camper.
A merit badge of awesomeness goes out to the part of you that wants to put the recreation in recreational vehicle. The part of you that packs up everything and everybody in the RV and says, let's get this show on the road. Because Geico has specialized agents who help save money on more than just car insurance. Geico will insure that entire RV, so you can get the s'more-making, poison ivy-dodging, same-song-singing, ghost storytelling, campfire-building, best time you ever had with your family, show on the road.
Geico for your RV. See how much you could save.
What's the best way to bring people together?
T-shirts!
T-shirts. Custom T-shirts that you design online with Custom Ink. Custom Ink has created over 50 million shirts for families, teams, reunions, church groups, cheerleaders, companies big and small. On-time delivery is guaranteed, and we'll even ship your order absolutely free.
Start designing your Custom Ink T-shirts today and see why 99% of our customers say they would order from us again. Visit CustomInk.com.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We're back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com, joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Open up the phone lines, everybody. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-PLAY. Four other numbers heading directly into the studio on the front page of WrestlingObserver.com. Like to add here, Mike, everyone is excited about this battle we've had with $100 on the line. And David here makes a very, very important point. It's just like how NFL players play hard on contract years. It raises their value when they become free agents. I like this guy.
You're talking about sports. And
no,
it's
I'm not.
Funny,
David
though.
Is. But he's right.
That's, yeah, well, they do play hard on contract years. That is absolutely correct. And I'm sure WWE will do that. But you know what? When the guy holding the money is sitting there, and say you're a respected veteran such as Fred Jackson in Buffalo, and there's the GM is there, the head coach is there, the owner is there, and they just decide that, no, we're not going to give you the money, and we're going to go send you on your way. Now, certainly USA will not cancel WWE, but again, you can do all the fake sleight of hand to show how your numbers were great and this and that. As this time around proved, the WWE had one suitor. They are only, as it stands right now, they are only as valuable as NBC Universal or Comcast, Xfinity, whoever it is, whatever the name of the company is now. That's how valuable WWE is, whatever they decide to put on it. And WWE does not have a history of consistently treating any show besides Raw as something that's important. We have seen this over and over and over again. So you have your little argument there that, you know, with the spikes, but it will not be looked at as a A-minus show for its entire run, and it may not be looked at as an A-minus show when it comes time for the renegotiation.
Because that it will.
At the end of the day, you can try to put that fresh coat of paint on and prop it up and be special. The only thing that matters is Raw.
Oh, what a faithless man you are, Mike. But that's okay. That's okay. Maybe you can buy yourself some faith with that $100
that I get from you after I win this bet, and I'm going to just take quarters, and I'm going to, pennies actually, because it's really not that much money. And much like Andre the Giant, after defeating Big John Studd at WrestleMania 1, I will take the bag of money and throw it out to the crowd as you try to steal it back away, much like Bobby Heenan.
And by the way, let me say something to you and everybody else, because I know you use this term, where you said, it's very clear from the last set of negotiations, they had one suitor. Okay, listen.
They had one suitor, Brian. Don't fake it.
Listen.
They had one suitor.
If you think that E, for example, would not take Raw...
It's owned by NBC Universal.
Listen. If you think that PAX TV...
Say Bravo next.
Bravo. Okay?
Owned by NBC Universal.
If you... God, give me a whatever. The point
Discovery
is,
Channel.
In there is a Discovery Channel. Okay, there's no station that won't take Raw. The issue is, will they take Raw for anything near what they're making right now? Okay, yeah. Listen, I'd take Raw. I'd go. Listen, I'll give you $100,000, and I'll start up a little station here in Seattle. I'll air Raw. Okay, great. All right. It's not like there's no suitors. It's that they have a certain amount of money that they are hoping to get for their next television deal. And yeah, maybe, in fact, there's a very good chance, based on everything that's going on in television, that USA is going to offer them the same or less. Okay? No, but who knows in television? Things change so quickly that maybe they will get double next time. I don't know. But the point is, it's not like Raw's going to lose television. But they would ideally get a better deal than they got before. Otherwise, the stock market is going to be very, very harsh on WWE. But they've got so many revenue streams. I mean, they're going to be all right. But ideally, all I'm saying is ideally, they put a lot of emphasis on SmackDown during the last year of that contract. They do their best with Raw. And Shazam, away we go. And Shazam, away we go to the east of the Rockies. Zion, you're on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from?
Hi, Sammy from New Jersey.
Yes, Sammy.
I'm just curious how Dave's fingers are doing. I'm assuming they're bleeding after the last 2 months of just nonstop, like, major news stories.
How's that different than any other week that Dave has?
I mean, I wouldn't say it's that much different, but there, you know, just seems like 2 months ago, Hulk Hogan was still an acceptable person in the public world, and Dusty Rhodes and Roddy Piper were with us, and, you know, even now NXT is certified as the better than Raw, you know, the best, most over thing in the company, and there's just so much going on more than usual. You know, even Jimmy Snuka, the shooting, I don't know. It just seems like there's a lot of going on the last 2 months more than even your typical.
There's been a lot of change, but there's 9 million things happening every single week.
It feels like there's like 90 million going on the last 2 months.
Imagine if this was back in like the 80s? I mean, when we didn't have all of this technology and all this stuff and the business wasn't what it was, the type of things that were taking place in towns every single week with arrests and fights and riots and this and that and the other. I mean, it's it's been an explosive last couple of days, but I don't think any more than usual. It just seems to be, you know, there's some bigger stories that are more concentrated.
There has been a lot of change, but I just read The Observer. It was only 18 pages last week, so. But he's right. There have been a lot of changes of late.
If he wasn't pounding away doing news, too, he'd just be pounding away doing, you know, you know, history and bios and all those things, too. So, Dave, don't stop.
It's rare, but a first-time caller. You're on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from?
This is Matt from Newfoundland, Canada.
Matt from Newfoundland. What's going on?
I wanted to comment on this wager you guys had. Going.
I didn't bet enough?
I think you got a safe bet, Brian. This is just fantasy bookings on me, but like, what if there was a brand split? Because you have a lot of guys on the roster in WWE that aren't doing anything, like Fandango, Jack Swagger. I can't understand why he's still on the roster. There's a lot of guys there that they could have a B show where they had those guys only on that one, and that would open up a spot on Raw where guys like Finn Balor and other guys from NXT could eventually move their way up, and that would be a lot more room on Raw for them.
Hey, listen, there's a million things they could do. I mean, Sammy made a good point. He goes, look at NXT, how it's viewed today as compared to 2 months ago, or a year ago, for example. What's so funny, Mike?
Nothing.
How
bad.
Dare you laugh at the caller? How disrespectful.
Sorry.
So it's pretty
ridiculous. Like not really ridiculous, but like just it's an outlandish thing because you look at the roster and there's not a lot of superstars and there's not a lot of depth, but there's a lot of dudes on that roster.
Yes. But the point I was making, I want to thank you very much for the call. The point I was making is that who knows what'll happen. All right, NXT just did 13,600 people at the Barclays Center, and granted, it was in association with SummerSlam and everything like that, but I mean, those were NXT fans there. And who knows? Maybe 6 months down the road, NXT has gained such momentum that WWE decides, you know what? This SmackDown thing is now NXT. We're going to take it off the network, and it's going to be NXT on Tuesday nights or whatever on the USA Network. And they upgrade it, and the next thing you know, it's an extremely popular. There's a million things that could happen. But they're going to do something to make that show valuable before the end. Let's go to, this should be interesting, from New York City, Vincenzo is on the air.
Vincenzo, I'm sure.
Yes, Vincenzo.
How's it going?
Great.
I'm actually from, I'm at Brockport right now, way up north by Rochester.
All right, what's happening?
I want to hear you guys' thoughts on the main event for Night of Champions, because right now, in my opinion, like this match between Seth Rollins and Sting doesn't have a main event feel. Rather than just putting, you know, Sting against Seth Rollins. I'm confused because what has Sting done to prove that he deserves a title shot? I would understand.
He stole a chocolate statue is what he did.
Yeah. If Sting would have won at WrestleMania, then Seth Rollins would have a better point to prove by avenging his mentor, Triple H, rather than just protecting his statue and proving to be a better man than Triple H by beating the same guy he did. I'm just like, it doesn't make sense. I don't know. How can you see this improving?
Well, first off, listen, you're absolutely right. And the issue is that when they did WrestleMania, they were not planning on Night of Champions with Sting versus Seth Rollins. In fact, Sting was never supposed to face Seth Rollins. Sting was supposed to be in the match with the Wyatt Clan. It was going to be Sting, Roman Reigns, and Dean Ambrose against the new Wyatt Clan. Rowan got hurt. Everything got mixed up, and now, next thing you know, they decided, what the heck, Sting's going to challenge for the championship here. They had no plan. That's the problem. Now, I think they should have done some stuff to build up credibility for the guy. I think he should have gotten, you could do a TV win for crying out loud. There's a million things you can do, but I think in their mind right now, it's a network pay-per-view. Who cares? Sting is a legend. People are going to buy the show one way or the other. It doesn't matter. That to me is what I think their mindset is. But I want to thank you very much for the call. Let's go to the east of the Rockies line. You're on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from?
It's John from Arkansas. I have a question. With all the craziness of ROH...
Hold on, before you ask this question, John, who do you agree with in this wager between myself and Semper Vivi?
I plead the fifth here.
What? You can't plead the fifth?
Yes, I can.
No, you can't. One or the other. Put your neck out on the line, John.
Take a stand.
Yeah, take a stand.
All right, I have to go with my fellow Mid-Atlantic wrestling loving friend.
Now you're really in trouble, Sam.
I won't be until Ed calls up and says he agrees with me.
That's true. All right, John, what's on your mind?
All right, I have a question. What with all the craziness of TNA and everything like that, how long do you think it will take ROH and some of the others to snap up guys when TNA eventually undoes itself, as many think it probably will do?
Well, that is a good question. When the whole, I want to thank you very much for the call. When the whole Destination America thing went down, I was talking to some people in Ring of Honor, and I brought up the fact that, you know, this thing could be over soon, and there's a lot of great talent in TNA. I mean, listen, whatever you think about the television show, whatever you think about TNA, there's a lot of great talent there. And so I was kind of talking about it, like, what do you think about some of these guys? And the response was, it's not like we're going to turn somebody down if we think that we can do a program or make money or whatever, but we love our roster. We've got a lot of guys right now, and we're trying to utilize all of them. So from the Ring of Honor standpoint, it was kind of like, there's a lot of great guys, but we love our roster, and I don't know if we need any more guys. And I'm sure that WWE would pick up a few for NXT. And I'm sure that maybe New Japan would have some interest, but there's a lot of guys that are going to have no place to go outside of the indies.
No, and it's sad, too, because, again, there is a lot of talent there, and there's, unfortunately, we just don't have that. We need another Ring of Honor type group. Oh, obviously, I'd love to see Ring of Honor be bigger and then have another, you know, an ROH-sized group, you know, in there, too, so more guys can work. And, you know, who knows? Who knows what the landscape is going to be here in the next, you know, couple of months coming up? But it's, you know, it's unfortunate that Drew Galloway may not have an outlet. And that would be a guy, if I'm Ring of Honor, that I would try to pick up. You know, Kurt Angle's probably got, you know, New Japan would be, you know, on his radar. But there's so many guys who could fall through the cracks that it would be unfortunate. Maybe you could start up that station up there, and it could be like, you know, UHF. It could be your own Channel 62. You can have, like, you know, Stanley Spadowski's clubhouse of some sort of wacky form, and you can have a wrestling show with all of these men from TNA that will not have jobs anymore.
All right, very, very quickly, Brendan, you are on the air. What's your question?
Yes, two different questions. Who do you see? First off, Brian, I want to say congratulations on your little one that's coming soon.
Thank you. Very quick, though, because we only got about 30 seconds.
Okay. Who do you see going into the Hall of Fame that's not expected to go in the Hall of Fame this year?
All right, I'll answer that after the break. We're back in a moment. Observer Live, Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
but it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312.
Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-221-0010 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-221-0010. That's 888-221-0010.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We're back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. Brendan, before the break, asked who I thought was going to go into the WWE Hall of Fame this year that I was not expecting it go in. And after careful consideration, my answer is Lance Storm. Because I want to be able to say that I beat a WWE Hall of Famer. And also, I think it's very important that the WWE Hall of Fame has at least one man that you don't have to worry about embarrassing the company with a scandal. So I think he'd be a very valuable guy to go in. What do you think, Mike?
I would be all for that. I would, and I will have no jokes because Lance could kill me, so I'm not going to make any jokes at all. And I hope Lance Storm possibly, maybe, one day makes it into the Hall of Fame.
It is time to wrap it up, everybody, but I've already got, speaking of Landstorm, a brand new Landstorm show up for subscribers at WrestlingObserver.com. This show here is going to be up immediately for subscribers as a commercial-free download in about 5 minutes, so you can look forward to that, and subscribers get every show that we do and have ever done, over 7,500, I believe now, shows in the archives. So make sure you check that out. It's WrestlingObserver.com, $10.99 a month. You will not regret it. If you like this show, you will love a subscription to WrestlingObserver.com. Don't forget, this show also replays every day at 5 Pacific, 8 Eastern on Sports Byline USA. Check out all of the great shows. I want to thank everybody at the Byline Studios. Mike, as always, all of the callers and listeners. We'll talk to you again next time. Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline USA Radio Network.